When the Taliban wreak havoc in Afghanistan, they often do it while riding motorcycles. They use them to carry out suicide attacks, to kidnap Afghan officials, and to take over towns. So being a motorcycle mechanic in Afghanistan's Helmand province is a lot different and a lot more dangerous than it would be anywhere else, as NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson discovered.
If you're looking to spot a Taliban in the southern town of Lashkargah, this street where Syed Jalal works is a good bet. A dozen motorcycles are parked here in front of mud repair huts. Boys as young as 12 toil over the engines. Jalal, a 21-year-old mechanic, says these motorcycles belong to people of the desert, like farmers and those people. He hesitates, then utters their name.
Taliban.
He says the Taliban especially like Hondas. Not the Japanese versions they used when they were in charge of Afghanistan. Today, the Taliban make do with cheaper Chinese models, which Jalal says break down at least once a month. He says some of the bikes being repaired here are Taliban bikes, but he won't say which ones. That's because the militants are his most frequent customers, also the most dangerous.
I'm not scared of them in town, because it's under government control. But outside of town, well, they'll take care of you.
And not in a good way. They remind him of it every time they bring in a motorcycle to be fixed. Jalal says many threaten to hurt him if he doesn't do a good job. Some of his Taliban customers are more generous, handing him a wad of cash.
They give me this money and say, take what you need. Just make sure the motorcycle is in good shape because we use them for work, okay? Because we go fast. We go long distances.
Jalal also provides the Taliban with lots of accessories. Like this horn, which Jalal says the Taliban used to try and fool Afghan police at checkpoints into thinking they work for them. Jalal says Taliban customers ask him to add woolen blankets to the seats of their motorcycles to make the ride more comfortable. Their Kalashnikovs can also be hidden in the folds. Local hand-woven saddlebags to carry supplies are also in demand, as are red streamers the Taliban like fastened to the handlebars to ward off the evil eye. Add some high beams and the package is complete, for which Jalal charges the Taliban the equivalent of $10 more in labor than he does other customers. Jalal says up to two-thirds of his customers are Taliban. Their red Hondas, thick turbans, and complaints about the Indian music he plays in his shop are telltale signs. So are the occasional bullets he finds lodged in the engines. He adds that as long as the Taliban wield power in cash, he'll keep fixing their bikes. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Lashkargah.
This is NPR.